A WKU Theater production of Mother Courage and Her Children opens this week. It's a groundbreaking play by Bertolt Brecht.
My name is Scott Stroot, and I'm on the faculty of the Department of Theater and Dance. Mother Courage is one of Brecht's great plays from his canon. Just about everybody's heard the name Mother Courage. Not that many people have actually seen a production because it's kind of a big sprawling thing. It is set during the 30 Years' Religious Wars in Northern Europe in the 17th century. The entire play revolves around a woman named Anna Fearling and her canteen wagon. It's a wagon like a peddler's wagon or a tinker's wagon that she and her two sons and her mute daughter follow the army and follow the war. She got the nickname Mother Courage because she drove her wagon through a heavy bombardment to sell some loaves of bread, which sounds heroic, but in fact the bread was going moldy. It was entirely a business decision. And that's, in some ways, that's sort of the crux of the play.
My name is Jada Jefferson, and I'm a junior here at Western. I am Mother Courage. Throughout the play, her wagon and her financial well-being is put at a crossroads with her children's lives, her life, and her romantic relationships, her friendships. And a lot of the time she does choose her wagon, she chooses her business, and people would, you know, automatically judge that and say they would never do that. But I think what Brecht is really trying to stress is that you don't know what you would do.
I didn't find any of the English translations fit the exact tone for the production that I wanted to do here at Western, and fit the student actors that we have here. So I spent the summer sort of adapting the script myself, and I stayed pretty strictly to Brecht's original, but the language that Brecht wrote in was very nuanced. He would use obscure German dialects to indicate a character's social status and location. So I've done a little juxtaposing of those ideas, making them a little bit more recognizable to an American audience. The other thing I mentioned earlier when we were discussing it, it's just a big sprawling play. Brecht's theater, the kind of theater that he pioneered, is in fact, sometimes it's just called Brechtian, but it also is often referred to as epic theater, if that gives you an idea. So in the course of the play, I think the total elapsed time that we see this action on stage is like 12 years, mm-hmm. 12, 14 years. And of course, the war went on and on and on. After the play ends, too. And that's part of, I think, the point that Brecht was trying to make, is that war is this sort of endless thing that grinds people down and puts them in positions where they have to make terrible decisions. And ultimately, that's what Brecht was trying to do, is trying to create a theater where audiences didn't just sort of automatically empathize with romanticized heroes and villains, but he wanted audiences to look at the situations that he'd created and say, what could have been different? Why didn't they do this differently? And there's an entire style of acting and staging that grew out of that experimentation. So sometimes I think people come with the preconceived notion that this is going to be a play about a heroic, courageous woman, you know, protecting her family through the ravages of war. And it's a lot more nuanced than that, because there are plenty of times when you are aghast at what Mother Courage does.
Mother Courage and Her Children runs November 2nd through the 7th. There's more information on showtimes at our community calendar page at wkyufm.org.